Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of April, Thursday morning, 2021. And with all the bad news going around, I'm going to focus on some good news this morning. I had a fellow tell me one time that the gospel didn't mean good news. And yet he claimed to be a Christian. Well, we believe the gospel. If we believe that Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners, if we believe that he came to save his people from their sins, what better news is there than that? He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord's laid on him the iniquity of us all of his elect, all of his lost sheep. You know, if you're one of the lost sheep, I've got good news. You can be found of him. In fact, if you're one of his that he's died for, you've been chosen in him before the foundation of the world. That's good news. That's part of the gospel. For whom he did foreknow, he knew you before you were even born. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Those he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified with his own blood. He became our sin bearer if we're one of his. Those he justified, he also glorified. What should we say to these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. That's good news. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. That's good news. You think all things are working to your detriment? If you believe that, then you're not one of God's elect, because the Bible says all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Well, with all the bad news, I have good news this morning. Let us remind ourselves of the wonderful thing God has done for his people. He died on a cruel and rugged cross at Calvary. He was buried. He rose up out of the grave. He ascended back to heaven, and he's coming back as a victorious king for his people, and we'll be forever with him in the new Jerusalem, descending out of God, out of heaven, prepared for a bride. Let's focus on some good news for a change, shall we? May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and let's proclaim the good news. God bless.